I'm going to say something a little counterintuitive on today's show about property taxes. You see, property taxes, if they're higher, could actually be a better rental investment. I know, mind blown. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I'm the founder of Morris Invest. We're a full service rental company. Glad to have you here on the show. This is a show that's devoted to helping you become a better real estate investor. So property taxes, it's a thing that causes a lot of people to get into analysis paralysis phase where they've gotten all these numbers written down. They think this property is going to cash flow pretty well with a great tenant, great schools, low crime, et cetera. And then they get to the property taxes and, oh no, they're a little bit higher than what they've had maybe in some other states or some other markets that they might be used to or that they've heard might be too high just in general. And it scares them off. It pushes them away from investing in a property. Now, I've never been one to be scared off by property taxes. Maybe I'm just immune to that way of thinking. Now, I know when I lived in the state of New Jersey, property taxes there were incredibly out of whack with the return on investment of a property. And in certain situations, that's absolutely true. So I'm not going to paint a broad brush here and say that all rental markets are created equal. California, for instance, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, cities and states that I would never invest because they're overpriced. And when you tack on the additional regulations and property taxes, it just makes it unfavorable for me as a rental investor. But what about a state like Texas? Now, you might be looking at Texas. You might have heard that Texas, for instance, has higher than normal property taxes. Aha, they do in certain areas. They also have no state income tax. They also have an incredible growth of businesses, Fortune 500 businesses moving to Texas. So these all things are needed when you're analyzing your rental properties. Texas, for instance, let's take it. As property taxes are a little bit higher, are they totally out of whack with what you're getting in your return on investment? You see, the numbers don't lie. So if the ROI of your property is still returning a 7, 8, 9, 10% net cash on cash return, then what's the problem? The problem is that people think that more property taxes is going to eat into their profits. Why don't I flip it around? Let's be counterintuitive. If you've got slightly higher property taxes in a market like Texas or Tennessee or Florida or some other spot, it might be because you have better schools. You have a better grade of tenant that's going to be staying in this property for longer. Therefore, it's balanced out with tenant turnover costs. Remember, if you've been watching my channel for any length of time, and I can even ask Grover, Grover, do you know the answer to this question? Do you know the answer? What is your biggest cost as a rental real estate investor? Do you know, buddy? Can you answer me? Can you answer? No, I thought he could answer, but he can't. Actually, maybe he knows. He's going to draw it out later on paint. It's tenant turnovers. If you can mitigate the amount of time a tenant is vacant from your property, then you are going to win every time. I want my tenants to stay for 5, 6 years in a property. If the property taxes are a little bit higher and I'm saving all of those additional months where my house might be vacant because there's no tenant living there, then it's a win for me. Plus, that tenant is probably in a better school district because the tenants and the children are going to stay for a lot longer. They're going to put down roots in my single family or duplex property. So sure, any turnkey company out there or any realtor can find you a property with incredibly low property taxes. But what does that mean? That means perhaps that the neighborhood is crap. Let's be honest. That means that there's no money coming from the residents that live there, and therefore the city services are terrible. The trash service is terrible. The police might be terrible. You might have higher crime. The schools might be terrible. So really low property taxes should not be a driver of your rental investing. Now, it shouldn't be out of whack. Like I mentioned, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California. But if it's a little higher than you're accustomed to, that is okay. So the other day, my wife says, why has your skin looked so good lately? No joke. I said, you know, it's because of Tiege Hanley. Yes, I told you about Tiege Hanley in a previous podcast, right? How I've been using their products for a while now, and I've noticed significant improvements in my skin. My wife literally keeps telling me how great my skin looks. She said yesterday, she said, did you just shave? I said, no, I didn't shave. I was like, ah, I know what it is. My eyes look better. I've been using their level one system right now with their AM moisturizer. It's got SPF 20 in it, so it's protecting you from the sun. I walk the dog every morning, and you know, that sun hitting your face, you got to make sure you've got SPF in there. I have the exfoliating scrub. I have a PM moisturizer I put on. You know, just because we're guys doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of our faces, right? And our skin. So if you look at some guys, they look like an old leather shoe because they're not taking care of their skin. They're like, we're men. We don't need to take care of our skin. I want to look like an old wrinkled bat. I don't. I want to take care of my skin. I want to look young. I want to feel great. So that's why Tiege Hanley is so great. And you also, what's cool is you get a free toiletry bag with your first box just for trying it. So you can go to Tiege.com/investing right now. For only $25, you're going to get their level one system. Comes with all of the basics, a daily face wash, a 2 times a day exfoliating scrub, a PM moisturizer, an AM moisturizer with SPF in it, all for $25. And one of my favorite things about Tiege Hanley is that they provide with an instruction card in every box. It tells you when to use each product and actually how much to use. So they actually, a little instruction card shows you like with a little circle, like a little dab. So you don't need to use too much. It shows you this is all you need to use, just this little dab. And it uses that right on the little instruction card. It's super cool. They truly make taking care of your skin uncomplicated. And because they are sponsoring the podcast, they are hooking up my viewers with a special offer. Go to Tiege.com/investing. That's Tiege.com/investing. And you'll get a free toiletry bag with your very first box. Again, Tiege.com/investing. Next point I want to make is it all comes down to ROI, return on investment. Please make sure that the numbers make sense to you before you invest in anything. Again, in your numbers, you should be seeing the property taxes. How much will I pay in property taxes every year? How much am I paying in insurance? How much am I paying my property manager? How much do I have to set aside for expenses? All of those things should be going into your formula. That way you know upfront what your ROI will be. And the proof is in the pudding. So when I'm looking at a property in West Texas, one of my favorite areas to invest and where we build our properties for our clients, I'm looking at that property tax number, but I'm also looking at the cash flow. I'm looking at the appreciation. I'm looking at the fact that the crime is really low and the jobs are going up. All of these things add into my equation of return on investment. So do not get analysis paralysis just by focusing on property taxes. It's just one data point. It's just one data point in your larger number that you need to take into account. If I can pull back the curtain on how we do it at my company at Morris Invest, we'll spend years analyzing a market before we make a move into a market. So in Texas, for instance, spent a long time, well over a year, analyzing the demographics and job data, crime data, vacancy rate data, property management data, job growth data, all of it before we move into a market. And yes, we also look at taxes and property taxes. And so we look at how the government has been moving with property taxes. Are they remaining stable? What kind of other job growth is there? If you have an area where you have lots of Fortune 500 companies coming in, guess who pays the bulk of those taxes and therefore keeps property taxes lower? If you have pro-growth business in those areas, guess what's going to happen? The businesses pay the bulk of the property taxes. Now, I saw this in New Jersey. You could move from one county, like Essex County, New Jersey, where the taxes are incredibly high, but they don't have a ton of businesses, large businesses, right? You could move to other counties, like Morris County, where there's way more businesses, more Fortune 500 businesses, and the property taxes for the citizens who live there is lower because they're sharing more of the burden of the property taxes than the citizens. Again, all of these things go into making a smart investment. So I really want you to pay attention to these numbers like we do before you invest in anything. But don't let property taxes be the thing that holds you back. But if you're serious about maximizing your taxes, then you have to check out our video that we did on cost segregation tax savings. There's nothing like it. And it's a killer strategy for those people that want to save a boatload of money in their taxes using real estate investing. So check out that video below or in the card above, and we deep dive that subject. Thank you so much for subscribing to our channel and hitting that little bell notification so you're always alerted when we publish a new video. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.